You're probably wondering what to do with yourself in the scenario. Going on your Apple or wherever you get your podcast refreshing. Well, why haven't they done a new episode of the Clarksville Rundown in weeks?
Yeah, it's not like one of us got crippled or, you know, fired or...
Right. We're still employed. Chris, just for whatever reason, I don't know if Chris worked a much sweeter deal than my deal when I got here. Chris has like 9 weeks of paid vacation a year. He is always gone. Oh, I'm going on vacation. You were on vacation last week. Or got another vacation. How much paid time off do you get?
To be fair, most of the, quote, days off that I have, I'm actually sitting at my computer uploading content to Clarksville Now throughout my vacation.
Well, I want to see proof of that. So, but anyway, we're back. We're excited to be here. The good news is, because we haven't done one of these in a while, we got a lot of really fantastic stories. We got some Looney Tunes.
Oh, yeah, lots of Looney Tunes.
Some budget stuff.
Mm-hmm. Taxes.
Loonies and taxes? What more could you possibly want? But this is the Clarksville Rundown, in case you haven't listened to an episode before and you're going, what are these, you know, idiots, you know, jack-jawing about? We break down the biggest stories in Clarksville for the entire week.
That's right.
It's Clarksville Now Original Podcast. My name is Ryan Pluckelman, and that guy over there is the editor-in-chief of ClarksvilleNow.com, Chris Smith.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So, yeah, we had some wackadoo stuff happen at the Clarksville City Council recently. So,
please start with the story.
I have to start with the story because this is very interesting. So, it kind of came out of the I don't know if it necessarily came out of the blue, but it came as a surprise. Councilman Travis Holloman decided he was going to give a slideshow presentation on public policies and employment policies.
Okay.
Yeah.
Standard stuff.
Standard stuff.
You expect this to happen.
Boring, actually.
Oh, yeah. This is the one when you're a city council person and you're like, old Holloman's busting out the slide projector.
To talk about public policy and employment policy.
Right.
It's like, okay, I'm going to have to take a no-dos here real quick to get through this presentation.
But someone was probably recording it going, I could use this as the cure to insomnia.
Yeah, that's what you would expect.
Did he have the little clicker? The slideshow clicker?
I think they use buttons these days, Ryan. It'd
be much better if they had the clicker.
A clicker would be more fun.
Yeah.
So instead, it started with a presentation on how some major investment firms give the illusion of choice because they own business in America.
What did he say? I'm writing it down here. Yeah. What did he say it was going to be about?
Public policy and employment policies.
Public policy.
And employee policies.
And employee policies. Like you meant like city employee policies, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Continue.
These major investment firms own everything. They own everybody. It's all connected. This giant web of connectivity.
Is this public?
Giving consumers the illusion of choice.
Was this part of the public policy or the employee policy portion?
Maybe public policy, I guess.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Okay.
So, So basically, they're forcing social change to keep the rest of the population, and they keep the rest of the population in fear of speaking out for being canceled.
Okay.
So as a result, we've got a lot of woke agenda stuff being pushed.
Okay.
Okay.
Did he explain who's pushing the woke agenda?
The investment firms. Investment firms that own everything.
But did he name the investment firms? All right.
But we're not naming them because we're not.
I just want to know if he named them. Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
I mean, yeah. You can Google illusion of choice, and you can find this entire spread out there.
So there's wokeness going on. All right.
Yep. So they are pushing a woke agenda.
Okay.
Through DEI officers, who are
drug enforcement,
diversity, equity, and inclusion. Officers.
Is that an office? Is that a government agency?
A lot of companies have DEI officers too.
Oh, but it's not like it's a three.
No, it's not.
It's not like the CIA.
At least
the FBI.
Not publicly.
Gotcha.
You're not supposed to reveal that, Ryan.
Okay.
That's part of the shadow government.
Okay.
So
the woke agenda.
So they are basically like a Communist Party officers. Commissars.
Okay.
And promoting a Marxist agenda.
Okay. Don't turn around. Okay. Uh-oh.
So
the commissars
we've connected this
in town.
From Wall Street investment firms.
Okay.
Every public company you have ever heard of.
Yep.
DEI officers.
Okay. And the commissars.
Commissars and Marxism.
Okay.
Okay. But now keep that line straight because... You
better
know.
Version of Der Commissar, Falco or After the Fire?
I'm sure it's Falco.
Yeah.
Yeah. So these training programs are basically to brainwash us into Marxism.
Was this a part of the public policy or the employee policy
I
part?
I think that we're...
Was it all in the public part?
This is a... It's a journey. Really.
Okay, we haven't gone...
This is
okay,
a journey.
Okay, gotcha. This is
so
a journey.
The journey started...
Holloman's taking us on a journey.
Yeah. So it started with the public policy. Now we're moving toward employee policy.
Oh, okay, okay. Okay. Thank goodness. We finally got there.
We're getting there. So basically through the promotion of the social change, the other thing that's part of this sort of journey is promoting LGBTQ issues and acceptance.
Well, so how long is the end of this thing and no one said like, what are you doing?
Well,
are you just allowed to just go on?
That's the thing, because he then, but we're not done.
Forgive me. I'm sorry.
We're not done on the journey.
Okay.
So
still
the
journey
has now taken us through, now we go from Marxism to an LGBTQ agenda that includes drag queens reading books to children. And then Sea Pride, because Sea Pride is connected to all this as well. Sea Pride was the Clarksville Pride Festival.
Okay.
It was held within
all right.
a couple days of this.
Yeah. All right.
And then he connected Sea Pride to Satanism because the Prince of Pride is Satan. So that's where the journey takes us, is to Satan. And the final slide, I think it was the final slide, next to the final slide, was one showing children, a drawing of children hugging Satan, like worshiping at his feet.
Oh okay. Was that a Holloman original?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Okay.
He probably Googled it. But yeah, so that is what the presentation was. It was surprisingly short to have this much content.
Surprisingly short. We've been talking about it for 5 minutes. Can you imagine being there and you're sitting there going, is he serious?
Yeah. So immediately, as soon as he finished this, you know, the camera, it's kind of funny. The camera goes to Karen Reynolds, who's sitting directly next to him, whose jaw is like on her knees. wide jawed. It basically says, yeah. I cannot believe I just was forced to listen to this tirade.
Yeah.
And so in response, the reason we're even talking about all of this is because the Democratic Party has now called for his resignation.
Okay.
And so apparently there's going to be an upcoming conversation about whether he should be called upon to resign or whether the city council is going to take a vote to censure him.
Yeah.
All of this stuff. So I'm sorry. Now you had a question. About the journey.
I'm you know what? I'm so far into the journey, I forgot my question. No, this is so, like, no one can interrupt him. Like, it's not like, you know, Mayor Pitts can go boop and just turn his microphone off.
See, that's what I wonder, because this raises all kinds of issues about freedom of speech. You know, does he have the First Amendment right to say this and that? Should he be censured? You could argue that if he should be censured, why wasn't he cut off? He was talking about children having their genitals chopped off in Minnesota at one point. Why did...
Which is what it says right on the sign when you come into Minnesota. It says, welcome to Minnesota. We chop off children's genitals in Minnesota.
That
and the 10,000 lakes.
A reasonable person could argue that at some point the mayor should have said, all right, that's enough. You're basically saying that gay people are worshiping Satan. You know, we're done. But he didn't. The mayor didn't kind of want to. Maybe that's to the mayor's credit, because all sides theoretically views should be aired.
Right.
But does that mean, like, what if he'd been saying this about black people? What if he'd been saying this about Chinese people? Or I mean, why is this okay for him to be allowed to continue saying these things in a public meeting?
There's a couple of problems here.
Yeah.
Problem number
Let's
one,
break it down.
Travis, cut your hair. I saw the second I saw the picture, I knew that was the guy doing the Looney Tunes rambling, because he's got the haircut. Get a haircut and shave off that stupid prospector's beard. Look like a person who should be a city council person, not a washed up drummer from an 80s country and western band. That's number one. Number two, let's get serious for a second. Seriously, though, cut that hair. It doesn't look good. Sports clips, you can watch ESPN5 while they cut your hair and they give you a shoulder massage. It's a win. Mm. So what's important is you have to remember this. The way he's speaking and the things he's talking about, it's not a conversation. It's not a presentation being put on by a healthy mind. This reeks of mental illness. This is somebody who is not in their right mind that was just displayed to everybody that there's something going on and he should not be on the city council. He needs to get help. And that's the hardest thing to convince people to do, because he believes he's right. He believes that in Minnesota, they chop off genitals and gay people, you know, when the rainbows are, they're worshiping Satan. Like, he believes that stuff. It's insane. And he needs to get some help. And I think the best thing we can do for him, besides give him a coupon to Sports Clips, is remove him and allow him to get the help that he needs. Because that is not the functioning of a healthy brain.
So should he have a first, does he have a First Amendment right to say that from the council floor? That is one of the issues.
So the First Amendment's a really cool thing. It gives you the opportunity to say things without fear of repercussion. But
as in being arrested.
Right, exactly. So they can't throw him in jail for voicing his opinions, right? But it doesn't mean free from consequences. You can't and the Supreme Court has ruled on that. You can't go into a crowded theater and yell fire. That's not protected speech.
And I think that's one of the things that, I mean, obviously my job is built around the First Amendment. You know, I mean, the whole point of media is the First Amendment. The right to say something without being arrested. But I think people hear people being, you know, getting repercussions for the things they say, and they say, well, he has a First Amendment right to say it. No. You're jumping and conflating two things that aren't the same. People don't have the ethical and moral right to say whatever they want, because what they're saying may be rude or horrible or, you know, there's a difference between moral rights and legal rights.
Right.
So you can be wrong.
Right.
You can have no moral right to say something. But yes, technically you do still have a legal right to say it.
Right.
And all that means, having the legal right to say something, all that means is that the police can't come in and handcuff you and throw you in jail for saying that.
But it doesn't mean your employer can't
get fired.
Exactly.
You can definitely get fired for saying something that your employer finds distasteful or horrible. That's not a violation of the First Amendment. So in this case, yes, I mean, he does have the legal right to say those things. You know, Officer Gill isn't going to come up from the audience and handcuff him for saying something offensive. But the city council also has the right to say, you know what, that was really awful to say, and we're going to censure you because we found that morally distasteful for you to say those things.
But I seriously
think not a violation of his First Amendment
right. It's not. He was allowed to say it, and he's going to face the consequences for his speech. But this being said, seriously, the only one that's thinking that that's not the ramblings of a healthy mind, he needs help. Remove him from the city council and allow him to get the help that he needs to be a better, happy person. You're not happy when you're sitting around going like, oh, I'm gays or Satan worshipers and they're cutting off genitals in Minnesota. Like, that's not a healthy way to occupy your time. It's kind of sad. And it's kind of sad, too. And it goes to show you the importance of local elections. Everyone gets so worked up over national stuff, right? Mm-hmm. But no one ever puts the energy into the local races that they put into a national race.
Yeah. Local races matter so much more.
Absolutely.
That's where a huge amount of your tax dollars is going. That's what pays for your roads. That's what pays for your schools.
Mm-hmm. And so doing the due diligence and making sure that, you know where your candidate stands on the issues, but also making it an environment where quality candidates will step up, so you're not stuck with a guy with a bad haircut rambling about genitals in Minnesota. It's important to do that due diligence on a local election, because this is ridiculous. It makes us look like a laughingstock. We look like a bunch of backwoods yokels.
And the irony of a lot of this is that I think it was 2 days after he gave this speech. And he gave this in part because he's on the Parks and Recreation Committee. And the Parks and Recreation Committee was engaged in the Sea Pride Festival, giving the permits and all that for the Sea Pride Festival. The Sea Pride Festival was 2 days later. They had over 1,000 people at that event.
Which is fantastic.
I mean, that's one of the things that I think has transitioned, and some people are being left behind and aren't realizing how much things have changed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a huge number of people in Clarksville who support the Sea Pride Festival, who are gay or have gay relatives. My child is trans.
Right.
I mean, there are a huge number of people who are directly affected by LGBTQ issues. It's not some weird side thing.
Right.
And this weird remnant of people screaming about it don't realize how isolated they really are
right.
from the rest of what's going on. At that Sea Pride Festival, I think there were four churches mm-hmm. represented.
Yeah.
The local Lutheran church, local Trinity Episcopal church. There were, I think, two or three Methodist churches mm-hmm. had tables at this event. This is not a weird side thing. LGBTQ issues are mainstream, and they're becoming increasingly mainstream. And the people who don't understand it need to learn more about it and educate themselves about what's going on around their community.
Exactly. Because here's the thing. We live in a very, let's just be honest, we live in a very conservative area of the country. And one thing that has always floored me is people that claim to be conservatives, generally what they, when they mean that, not everybody. So if you don't fall under this blanket, good for you. But they want to have the freedom to do what they want to do, but they don't want that group over there to have the freedom that they want to do, right? Like they want to impose their morality on somebody legally. Allow me to do, don't tread on me, but go ahead and tread on everybody else. If we truly are an area that values conservative principles, one of those is small government. Keep the government out of people's business. And you know what? Two men that decide to enter a loving relationship, or two women, or two trans people, it doesn't affect your life at all. It doesn't raise your taxes. It doesn't harm your children. It doesn't lower your property value. Let people be happy. And if you are so worked up over different people's definition of happiness, that again is not the sign of a healthy mind. I'm sorry. That's worth talking to somebody about. Other people minding their business, trying to be free and exercising their freedom, and choosing to love who they love does not negatively affect you at all. And the mental gymnastics that I have heard people do to try and say, oh, society, blah, blah, blah. If you are a conservative, you believe in small government. And small government means minding your own business and keeping the government out of people's homes and bedrooms. Mm. Let people who have been oppressed for 100 years, who have been beaten, who have been thrown in jail, who are finally allowed to say in the sunlight, hey, I like dudes, without fear of getting dragged behind a truck, let them have a celebration to get out in public and say, listen, this is who I am, and celebrate with other people and allies. Mm. If there's, that's just joy. It's love. It's great. Right. Yeah.
But unfortunately, we're committed to tribalism and finding a minority group to get mad at,
right?
To go after. And right now we're not allowed to be mad at the Russians because, you know, Putin's a great guy, and, you know, Korea, oh, they're wonderful people. So instead we're going to find people internally and fight against each other. And I think that's what a lot is going on here. It's tribalism. We're trying to find a group of people to be mad at,
right?
To focus our energy and anger at. And it's because we don't have any external enemies that we want to go after right now. So we're just going to go against each other.
It's so crazy. And I'm proud of Clarksville for having Sea Pride. Mm-hmm. I'm glad that Parks and Rec allowed them to have that. It mm-hmm. doesn't mean that everyone's being forced to be gay. It just means that people who have be honest, look into the history of it. Look into Stonewall. Look into mm-hmm. what happened across the country.
Well, look what happened across the military installation mm-hmm. at Fort Campbell with Barry Winchell. Got
exactly.
beat to death with a baseball bat because he was dating a man. Well, he was dating a trans.
Right. Yeah. Think of it was Matthew Shepard, that poor young man who was dragged behind a vehicle for loving someone different. Mm-hmm. Don't get upset about people celebrating who they are. If it's not for you, just don't go to the celebration.
Because words matter. And when people say things like that, mm-hmm. when you say things like that in your congregation, mm-hmm. when you say things like that around the water cooler, when you say things like that, you know, at a bar, basically what you're doing is you are encouraging people to do the very things. Mm-hmm. You're encouraging a type of hate that leads to Barry Winchell, that
right.
leads to Stonewall, that leads to... I don't remember the
Matthew
name.
Matthew Shepard.
That's the end consequence of that kind of hate. And it's time to put it behind.
It is. I figure I look at it this way. Love them all. Let God sort them out.
Yeah. It's not. I mean, how many times in the Bible does it say right. It's not up to you to judge? It's my job to judge. Do your job. I'll do mine.
I'm hedging my bets on the fact that St. Peter at the pearly gates doesn't go like, hey, dude, we looked over here and we saw that you love too many people. You were too kind and too loving. Can't have that here. I'm hedging my bets on that not happening. Yeah. So I hope you do it as well. But that was a lot. That was longer than that dude talked.
Yeah.
So, we talked longer than that dude talked.
We did, actually. So speaking of people misbehaving.
This is our last episode of the Clarksville Rundown because people are going to be like, turn that stupid thing off.
Speaking of people misbehaving from the other side of the political spectrum here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So Clarksville Women's March.
Yeah.
This was held, we haven't been here for a while. This was back in late June. Mm-hmm. There was a women's march, and it was in tandem with the anniversary of Roe versus Wade. It was in tandem with the one-year anniversary of the Dobbs decision.
Okay.
It basically overturned Roe versus Wade.
Okay. All right.
So it was a march in Clarksville where it was basically a pro-choice march. Pro-women's rights march. It's the first one that they've had.
Yeah.
They're planning to do these annually each year. So I went and sent somebody out to take photos and all that. Reporter comes back. Great photograph of the parade.
Yeah.
You could see the front of it. You could see the signs at the very front of the parade. And you could see the line of people going behind.
Yeah.
I was so ready to use that photo. But being a cautious editor, I made sure to read the signs. Guess what? One of the very front signs, in huge letters said something to the effect of, leave my blank alone. Four-letter word that starts with a C. And that sign is at the front of the procession.
Chris is like, this is a great photo. I can't wait to use this. And then Chris got his glasses on.
Yeah.
And Grampy put his glasses right on the edge of his nose and had to stand far away back from his computer screen because he can't read anything. And he was like, wait a minute, does that say what I think it says?
It does indeed.
Did you have to use another photo? Did you have to use like a stock photo of a bunch of women eating salad or something?
I was limited. There were like two photos from the five photos that I had. There were two photos that I had to remove because they had extreme profanity. So here's my advice. This is the advice of a 30-year media professional.
Yeah.
If you're going to have a rally, if you're going to have a parade, if you're going to have a demonstration, one of the first things you do is you tell everybody who's there, don't you friggin' put profanity in a sign. Because if you put profanity in the sign, two things are going to happen. One, who are you talking to?
Right.
Who is your audience for this sign?
I'm looking for the story because I want to see who the photographer
was. Let's think about your audience for this sign.
Yeah.
If you are just expressing rage in your sign and it's got a profanity in it, do you think somebody who's looking at that you might be trying to persuade is going to look and say, oh, I never thought of it that way.
Right.
You've just cussed at me. That changes my mind. No. So A, ineffective. B, if you're holding a rally or a parade, one of the things you want is media coverage of your event.
Yes.
So if you have somebody standing behind you holding up a sign that has a profanity in it.
Oh my God, little Ricky was sent out to take these pictures?
Guess what you're not going to get? You're not going to get media coverage because I can't print a photo and the TV stations can't run a photo or footage that has profanity in it. So tell the wackos who have signs up with F-bombs and C-bombs to take their signs down, to throw them away. Let's keep it clean so we get actual media coverage of our event.
That was very, very nice time on your soapbox.
Yes.
Here's the reality why Chris is so upset. We are blessed here. No, all joking aside, we are blessed to have an incredible team of young people. We really do. We've got young people that are doing amazing things. So we have this kid. His name is Ricky. And Ricky is like 15. His mom has to drop him off for work. And
he's
so,
a college
and
intern.
So Chris sends him off to the march. So poor Chris, Ricky comes back. Ricky had never heard those words before. So Ricky goes into Chris's office and says, hey, Chris, what does this word mean? And Chris had to go through and explain all those words.
The birds and the bees.
He had to explain the birds and the bees to his intern, who was like shocked at what was going on there.
Yeah, yeah. Interns come back crying from these events because people can't behave themselves.
How do you start?
And have signs that don't have these scary words in them.
So, yeah. So, and I can only imagine. I was not there for the meeting. Usually you're supposed to have two managers in for that meeting. But I'm sure Chris said, well, Ricky, sit down. Sometimes when a man loves a woman,
or when a woman loves a woman. Yeah.
So going forward, when we cover the Women's March next year, mm-hmm. we're going to have our kids here in the building make some PG signs that just for the photo op, we'll be like, hey, real quick. That's a great sign. We got to take a photo. Can we give you a photo friendly sign to hold just for this photo?
And guess what?
What?
It would be a violation of our ethical principles to block it out or white it out.
Exactly.
We don't do that stuff.
So just
we're not going to alter your image.
Yeah. And if you want to continue with these signs, then you will be coming to Five Star and you will be teaching these children about the birds and the bees
That's
yourself.
Right.
Chris was so
you
red.
You get down here and have that conversation with Ricky.
I was wondering what's going on because Chris walked out of his meeting and he had these big armpit stains of sweat because he was so nervous having to explain to little Ricky about the birds and the bees because of the Women's March.
I think Ricky knows about the birds and the bees. He's like 20.
I don't know. Have you talked to him? Okay.
Well,
thank you for doing that, by the way. His parents really appreciate it.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah. Well, somebody's got to. So, all right. Now we're dispensing all that. We can talk about something nice and, that nobody, it's not a big deal. It doesn't really affect people. Nobody wants to argue about taxes.
Oh, boy.
Here we go. So the city and the county both this week have been dealing with property taxes. So we talked about property revaluation happened. We knew this was coming. They set a certified tax rate. And now the question is, do they raise it above the certified tax rate or do they keep it flat? Mm-hmm. And both the city and county have proposed raising it above the certified tax rate, but it's lower than what it was last year.
Okay.
That's as simple as I can explain.
Gotcha.
If you want me to dive deep, I'll dive deep, but I think I've already driven deep enough.
Let's go back in time a minute when the assessments came out.
Oh, are we going to do this again?
And everybody wanted to call in Ernie Hester and threaten her for doing her job.
Aaron
Hester. Well, Ernie answered the phone. That was the sidekick that was there to answer the phone. Hester got all these bad calls because people don't understand how the system works.
Yeah,
and they moved on. They got so mad about it, and they typed about it. And they got so mad, and then not knowing that was not the time to be mad.
No.
Well, now they're saying they're
going to... Now is the time to be mad. If you want to be mad, now is the time to be mad.
But they're so mad before that they moved on to something else. Now they're mad about Minnesota and Liberty Park. And so this is the time. So they're going to raise taxes, not as much as you would have thought, but they're going to raise taxes a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. So the city voted... They adopted the budget in a 7-6 vote, and they basically are raising it to 0.88. Well, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
They raised taxes some.
So they're increasing taxes.
They're increasing taxes. City is increasing taxes. Yeah. They didn't have the huge turnout of people with fires, torches, and pitchforks and everything. They just went ahead and approved it.
All of you people, by the way, that were mad at the wrong time, you better send Aaron Hester some flowers.
Exactly.
And I'm not talking those crap daffodils. I'm talking a nice bouquet. One of those ones they have at Kroger, right when you walk in.
What, the ones spray painted blue?
Maybe. Get something because she deserves a nice apology when you were calling for her life. When you didn't know what you were talking about, everybody go buy Aaron Hester some flowers or order her a Dave and
Dave and Buster's?
No. Who's the what's the overpriced fruit that comes in a box? Harry and David.
Harry and David. I haven't heard of that.
You haven't heard of Harry and David?
I've heard of edible arrangements. Is Harry and David like a step up from
Harry,
edible arrangements?
Harry, like edible arrangements.
I love edible arrangements.
Yeah, because Chris wants a flower made out of melon.
They're delicious.
But Harry and David's like real fancy fruit that comes in a box.
Oh, okay. I think I've seen those.
Yeah. So y'all owe her Harry and David or some sort of floral arrangement. And I will be calling her next week and I will be asking for a head count on how many flowers and Harry and David boxes she got. Continue.
So the city has gone ahead and approved a property tax increase. Mm-hmm. The county is now looking at the new property tax rate and whether they want to go with a certified rate or above it or below it, whatever. So just like the city, they're saying it's going to be above the certified rate, but below what it was last year. So that's going to be paying for $4 million for a 5% raise for county employees and teachers. $9.2 million for new capital projects for the schools. $13.5 million in road projects.
Wow.
So people who complain about the roads not being taken care of, that's where this money goes, people. You know, somebody's got to pay for it. And part of the way you pay for it is through taxes.
Yeah.
So that's where this money's going. Also, new SROs in the schools as part of this package.
Good.
So they're voting on this Monday.
Okay.
So,
All right. So after you're done ordering those flowers, you can make your sign and you can go get your voice heard at the county commission meeting if you're mad about taxes.
Yeah. Yeah.
After you send her some flowers or the Harry and David.
So hopefully we'll be done with all the tax debates next week.
For the sake of our web clicks, I hope we're not. Because when people get mad about taxes, that means a lot of clickety clicks for dad and for mom and dad over here.
Yeah.
Little clickety click web hits.
So it's now let's talk parking. Another issue that no one cares about.
This is exciting.
So we've got parking garages. Right. I'll give you. Let's do a random quiz.
Okay.
How many parking garages are there in downtown Clarksville?
Where's that nice, beautiful new one? Does that count?
That doesn't count. Existing.
Okay.
How many existing parking garages are there in downtown Clarksville?
Two.
Very good. Yeah. I'm glad you knew that. Yeah. Uh-huh. There's two.
Yeah.
There's the one under the CTS station.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the Commerce Street parking garage.
Right.
Across from the courthouse.
Which they're adding to.
Mm-hmm.
Which that's the nice new ones added to that.
So how many will there be? How many are under construction?
Two are under construction currently. That's right. Yeah.
There's the basically a 530 some space expansion of the existing one on Commerce Street. And that's going to be behind the Performing Arts Center.
Mm-hmm.
That one, if you have driven downtown lately, it looks pretty much done. It's up.
Yeah.
They're just basically putting the finishing touches on it, and it's supposed to open. It's supposed to open, I think, sometime in August is when they're anticipating.
Very cool.
That one.
Got to let that paint dry.
Yes, exactly. And then the other one, I hadn't seen the work that had been done. They basically excavated the space for this new parking garage.
The county's way behind the city when it comes to parking garages. Yeah.
You know, it's funny. I feel like the county... this garage for the FNM Bank Arena, I feel like they started talking about this and really proposing it way before the city started talking about theirs.
Yeah, it took a while.
It's been quite a while of time. I think it's maybe they had to finish the arena first. That was probably before they started working on the parking garage. So now they've got everything excavated for it. So they're going to start working on the foundations for that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's supposed to open in... I think June of next year is when that one's supposed to open.
So what that means is by June of 2025, we will have heard our last, there's no place to park!
Right.
Comment on Clarksville Now's Facebook page.
Yeah, because we're going to have not two, not three, but four parking garages in downtown Clarksville.
My secret's always been when I go to the FNM Bank Arena for a show, I always park at the one across from the courthouse because no one ever parks there because apparently walking two blocks is just too much.
Yeah,
so that's always been. Yeah, I've never been able to not find a spot, and it's always been free.
Mm-hmm.
So now it's not going to be free
anymore. Yeah, because after hours on a weekend.
Exactly.
When do most people go downtown? After hours on a weekend.
Exactly. That's exciting.
Unless you're on a court.
Yeah.
So there's an update on that parking garage situation and what's happening next with it and when it's going to be opening. Now, the other weird thing is we got some clarification on what's going to happen with Riverview Square development.
Because
right next to it is going to be a cool new development called Riverview Square.
Yeah,
but they can't start building that until they can move the existing hotel parking into the new parking garage.
Gotcha. Okay.
So they've got to open this new parking garage.
Gotcha.
Transfer the hotel parking into that new garage, and then they can start building Riverview Square.
All right.
So that's the timeline on all that, folks.
All right.
So next time you have a question about parking,
Clarksville now is your place to go.
All right. The other big development, and this is, I've been saying this for a long time, and it's finally starting to happen. One of the things that is going to completely transform Clarksville for the future is the Tennessee Wings of Liberty Museum.
Yes, this is so cool.
This is huge.
This is such a neat thing. There's been signs for it, and you know that it's been in the works for a while because when a sign is faded and letters have fallen off, That means this has been in the works for a long time. You may have driven by and thought, what is the Ings of Birdity Museum going to
really
be?
It really look like? I hadn't seen it.
You know, and now it's the Wings of Liberty. It's this beautiful museum that they're building. It's all to honor the various units of the 101st. We'd be at the glider units from the Second World War, the airborne units from the Second World War, the air assault units from you know, Vietnam onwards. It's this big, beautiful, and looks fantastic museum. You're not going to have to go on post to get to it.
Yeah, that's the key game changer right there. You will not have to go through gate four, get one, whatever, and then show a military pass, all that stuff. You can just drive up. You got family in town for the weekend. You want to go see something cool. Hey, what's Fort Campbell about? You can actually go to this and not have to worry about getting on post.
Exactly. And, phase one is this beautiful museum. It's going to look fantastic. And then phase two, they're going to have a meeting space there as well. So you'll be able to have, functions there, units on post will be able to have their balls there and so on and so forth. Mm-hmm. The former general of the 101st, Brian Winsky, is one of the big guys behind it, retired Major General Brian Winsky, who's been busy fundraising, and they're breaking ground. And this is going to be a thing. This is really exciting. Yeah. Honestly, folks, this is going to make Clarksville another reason why Clarksville is going to be a destination for people.
Yeah. They broke ground. It was last Thursday, because I think we haven't had the podcast in a minute. It was June 24th.
It's already built. It's open. It opens next week.
No, it's not already built. But just for the people who think, oh, this will never going to happen, they have broken ground. Mm-hmm. They have actually started working on it. So this is, and the thing that I find interesting is this didn't hit me at the time. It's going to be called the Tennessee Wings of Liberty Museum. Mm-hmm. It's on the Clarksville side of the state line.
Yeah.
Normally we think of Fort Campbell as being Fort Campbell, Kentucky.
You think of it. I don't think of it as Fort Campbell, Kentucky.
People outside of our community.
People have no idea. Yeah.
Because Fort Campbell's dateline on news articles is always Fort Campbell, Kentucky.
Right.
When people in New York talk about Fort Campbell, they always talk about Kentucky military base, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
So this is going to be the Tennessee Wings of Liberty Museum. And part of the reason for that is, like, I think it's $20 million of the funding is coming from the state of Tennessee.
Oh, where are you, Kentucky? Where's you with your money? Oh, I support our troops, don't you?
Yeah, yeah. So
no, it's funny because I was talking to General Sylvia on post, and he was saying about how it's really, I mean, it's Tennessee.
Yeah.
He said the bulk of the base is in Tennessee. Mm. Most of the soldiers live in Tennessee.
Their families are here in Clarksville.
The post office is in that little tiny part that's in Kentucky, therefore calling it Fort Campbell, Kentucky, even though the bulk of the base is
Tennessee. A bit of from what I have heard, there are some people in Kentucky who are a little peeved about it being called the Tennessee Wings of Liberty Museum. But the reason for that is because when the legislature handed over the $20 million, it came with basically a naming rights to call it the Tennessee Wings of Liberty, not the Fort Campbell Wings of Liberty.
Money talks, Kentucky.
Yeah.
Why don't you dip into those coffers of the Commonwealth and go like, well, hey, we'll give you $30 million if you call it the Kentucky Wings of Liberty Museum.
Or the Tuckasee. They could have called it the Tuckasee.
Wouldn't Tennessee and Kentucky could have gotten together and said, let's both donate some money.
Ten-cucky.
Tennessee. For the right amount of cheddar, If Kentucky wants to pony up some bones for this, we could call it the Tennessee and Kentucky Wings of Liberty Museum.
That ship may have sailed.
You think it's over? You think they've ordered the sign already?
The helicopter may have flown.
The sign's already been ordered, guys.
Yeah, yeah. So that's going to be really cool, and it's going to be a major draw. Because the other thing, they're looking at this as a regional draw. This is going to bring people from Nashville. This isn't just something for Clarksville residents.
Right. Keep them all over.
It's going to be big.
Good stuff.
And so that's what I got.
Man, from Looney Tunes to the Wings of Liberty and everything in between. This may be the very last episode of the Clarksville Rundown because of all the topics we covered in the areas we went to.
I did not use those words out loud that I saw on those signs.
He did not.
It may have bought us another week.
Just know, all of your complaints can go directly to chris@clarksvillenow.com. Don't send them to me because I will delete them because I don't care. You can send them to Chris. He'll read them.
And forward
we'll
them
have
to Ryan.
Good old time. But seriously, you all own Aaron. You owe Aaron Hester some flowers. Take care of that woman. The things you said to her, not even knowing that she had nothing to do with that. Get that woman some flowers.